Gemara over here is commenting on Chafez Meralf, is commenting on the second part of the Mishnah. Back of Chafal from the base, the Mishnah told us the following. HaKelev Shenotel Charara, V'Hidlech L'Gedish, V'Holach L'Gedish. Kelev takes a hot piece of bread, which has a coal lodge within it. He goes towards a pile of grain, and the entire pile of grain gets on fire and becomes ruined. Acha charara v'hidlech hagedish, he ate the charara, he burned down the pile of grain. Al charara mishalem nezek sholem, and the charara that he ate, he pays nezek sholem, and that's obvious because he ate something belonging to somebody else, typical shein. Val gedish, but on the pile of grain that he burned down, mishalem chatzi nezek. He only pays chatzi nezek. So why is that? Is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So look over here, Chabez Med Aleph. The Gemara begins. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ishem Ishem Chitzav. When a person lights a fire and that fire goes out and causes damage, so even though that was mentioned earlier as one of the Arba Avos Nezikin of Nizke Mamon, not Adam Hamazik, Rabbi Yochanan claims that Ishem Ishem Chitzav. Generally speaking, when a person lights a fire and that goes out and causes damage, it's not really a separate av nezikin like Shein Rega, like Karen, which is your property is causing damage. Fire is not considered to be your property. The fire is an extension of yourself, just like a person who fires an arrow, shoots a gun. He causes damage using one of those mechanisms, weapons. So that's considered to be his action. And a person would be a rotseach. He'd be put to death if he killed someone else with a gun or with an arrow. That's your action, not only Hilchos Nezikin, but a Kultar Kula. So too, Rabbi Yochanan argues, at least with regards to Nezikin, that Isha Mishum Chitzav, that if you light a fire and it goes out and causes damage, that's considered to be your action. Adam HaMazik. The Gemara will even go on to conclude, I hate to give a spoiler, but the Gemara will conclude at the end of the sugya, you'll even have to pay the five payments, not only Nezek, but Tsar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Boshes. You'd be obligated to pay because that's considered to be Adam Hamazik. Reish Lakish Amar, Isha Mishum Emonai. When you light a fire and it goes out and causes damage, that's not considered to be your action. You'd be paid the five damages that a person has to pay if he causes damage himself through his own actions. Rather, that's considered to be your property going out and causing damage, in which case you only pay Nezek. Like your Shor would eat someone else's property or cause damage, you'd have to pay. Here too, you'd have to pay for your Eish. Your Eish is considered to be your property. Reish Lakish, my time, lo amik Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Amalacha, chitzav mikoycha ka'azil, halav mikoycha ka'azil. When you shoot an arrow, you fire a gun, so that's your action. It's your force, or we could call it, which is causing the damage to occur. Here, it's not your force. You lit a fire, not in a place where it's not normally windy and all of a sudden the wind came and took the fire and caused the forest fire. No. You lit a fire with you knew that this is where the fire was going to travel. So, but it doesn't go with your, it's a, what we'd call a ruach mitsuya. But it doesn't travel because of your force. You lit a fire. You knew the wind was going to come over and take over your action, but it's not your force which is causing the action to take place. That's not considered to be your action. So therefore, Reish Lakish is of the opinion, Isho Mishum Emono. It's your responsibility, like your property, but it's not your action per se. Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Omer Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say Reish Lakish? Omer Lecham Emayna is Beimamosha. Property, by definition, has substance to it. Yeah, you have an animal, you have a car, something that goes your property that goes out and causes damage. That has substance, it's tangible. Halezbe mamosha. You can't consider a fire to be your property because it itself has no, it doesn't have the same kind of physical properties as typical property, like nizke mamon, like an animal. This is ephemeral, the fire. It really doesn't have that kind of matter to speak of that it would be considered to be your property. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan therefore is forced to consider the Eish not as your property going out and causing damage, because less Beba Moshe, rather it's a continuation of your action. You light a fire, you know that a wind is going to come and take that fire and bring it further. That's no different than firing an arrow, no different than shooting a gun. That's, of course, considered to be your action. You're responsible to a higher level of responsibility than just guarding your property. You didn't have to pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Boshes. So too, if you light a fire and a normal wind comes and takes it further, that's considered to be your action. Okay, so now in light of this machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're going to have to figure out how to interpret back in our Mishnah. So Tana, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Kalev shenat l'charora. You have a dog who takes a loaf of bread with a coal lodged within it. And that coal goes out and causes damage and burns down a field. So now, the coal certainly, or the loaf of bread which has the coal lodged in it, which the dog eats, that's typical. Shame, you pay nezek shalom, that's not surprising. But it goes and burns down a field. Whoa. So, bish, lama lamandama, ishim, ishim, chitzav. So Gemara says, I understand according to the one who holds, or b'yarech, who holds ishim, ishim, chitzav, when you light a fire and it goes out and causes damage, it's considered to be your action. So too, the kelab over here lit a fire. So whose action is it? It's the action of your property, of your dog. But is it the direct activity of your dog? No, your dog, you know, brought a fire to one place, and that fire continued on and burned down a field. So when a dog causes damage, not through its own action, but through its force, or through its actions, it brings about a damage, like it kicks a stone and causes damage somewhere else, we typically call that sroros. So if an animal causes damage not through its direct activity, but rather through its force, through its actions, it causes damage somewhere else, in sroros, you pay chatzi nezek. So too over here. Your dog lit a fire. That fire went out and caused damage. If you would have lit the fire, it would be your action. Here it wasn't you who did it. It was your dog who brought the fire elsewhere. So fine, it's your dog who caused the damage. Yeah, but your dog didn't cause the damage directly over here. It caused damage elsewhere by lighting a fire that went and burned down the field elsewhere. So that should be comparable to tsroros. And what do you pay for tsroros? Chatzi nezek. A little convoluted, but that's how the Gemara learns the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. So let's just read it again. Tanan, hakel shenato charora. So bishlamand ama eish mishum chitzav the kelavu. Elamand ama eish mishum memono. But 1 minute, chever. We are entitled to have property, right? A human being can have property that goes and causes damage, and for which he's responsible. What if a dog owns property? In halacha, of course, the whole concept doesn't exist. How could a dog? Nowadays, the new perspective we have on animal rights, maybe the dog could have property. But in halacha, there's no such concept. So a dog cannot own property. So let's say a dog lights a fire. I don't think the dog could do that, but it could carry the fire elsewhere, and then it goes out and causes damage. So who's responsible? Is it my property? No, the fire was never my property. It's the dog's property. But the dog can't own property. So why should I be responsible for it at all? See, if Eishom Ishom Chitza, when I got a fire in a place where we have to assume it's going to continue on and cause damage, so if Eishom Ishom Chitza, that's considered to be my action, or that's considered to be the action of the dog, and it's my dog, I could begin to speak about my responsibility for my actions, of course, but even for my dog's actions, or a derivative thereof of Eishom Ishom Chitzav. It could be Tsuroros, it could be Chayv Chatzi Nezek. But if Eishom Ishom Mimono, the only reason you're Chayv for Eishom is because it's considered to be your property. So if it's my fire, if it's the human being's fire, okay, that's my property. Went out and caused damage. Here the dog took it. So the dog is my property, but the dog's property is not my property. And the dog can't be responsible for himself. He's not entitled to own property. So if Eishom Ishom Mimono, why am I chayv at all? This is not my fire. It's the dog's fire, maybe, but the dog can't own a fire. So who does it belong to? The guy who originally lit the fire, the Baal HaKarara. Why should the Baal HaKelev be obligated at all? I never took ownership of a fire. It's not my fire. The dog took it, okay. But it's not. It never became mine. So why should I be responsible? The Baal HaKarara should be responsible. So Amal Chareish Lakish Hakom Ma'eskinan Da'adya Duye. No, what happened is the dog didn't light a fire and it went, the fire traveled elsewhere to cause damage. That's mimono of the kelev. I'm not responsible for that. What happened is the dog took the coal and brought it to the Gedish. So it's not that he lit it over here to cause the forest fire and then ultimately burned down a pile of grain later on. That's mimono, and here's mimono of the kelev, not yours. But the kelev came and took it and placed it on the Gedish. So that is not, Eish, really. That's the actions of the dog itself. That's Sroros of the dog. So I'm not responsible here necessarily for the fire going out and traveling. That would be Mimono of the dog. I'm not responsible for Mimono of the dog. That belong, that would still be the Mimono of the Baal HaKarara, the one who lit the coal. But what happened here? My animal went and kicked a fire. That fire directly caused damage. That's what the fire later on carried on. The fire caused damage the minute that it hit the Gedish. For the fact that he ate the loaf of bread that the coal lodged within it, of course he paid Nezek Shon, that's shame. It kicked the coal. The coal landed directly on the Gedish and it caused the damage. That's Chatzi Nezek. What about the fact that the fire continued on past that initial strike zone, yeah, where the coal hit it? It burns down the entire field or the entire silo. So the Gemara says, "Eina chinami." For that, you'd be potter. V'al gedish kulo potter. So what are you chai for? The immediate place where the impact of the coal hits. That's the actions of your dog, not of the fire continuing on later. So that's tsuroros of the dog. The dog kicked it there. It didn't cause it directly with its actions, but through its force. It caused the damage elsewhere. B'chayv chatzi nezek tsuror. So Rabbi Yochanan, da'anche anuche al-charora v'yamokum gacheles m'sharam nezek shalom. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, he didn't kick it to the pile of grain. What happened is, the dog placed it on the pile of grain. So on eating the loaf, y'chayv nezek shalom, of course, that's shame. Then on the place where he placed it, that's his actions itself, that you also have to pay Nezek Sharm. That's like regel. The fact that the fire goes out later and burns more, that's like tsroros of the dog, because Isha Mishum Chitzav. Eish is like your action. It's not your property going out and causing damage. It's your action. So just like your action, your chayiv, you know, for your action, if you would cause it, if your dog causes it with his actions, even though it's not directly here, it's elsewhere, that's tsroros to be chayiv chatzi Nezek. Okay, so the Gemara manages somehow to fit both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish into our Mishnah. Either we're talking about the place when the Gemara said, Mishnah said, Yuchad Nezek Chatzi Nezek for the Gedish. Either it's only the place, the dog kicked the coal to the Gedish, Yuchad only for that exact place where the coal hit the Gedish, the rest of the Gedish you're putter for. That's Reish Lakish, Isha Mishum Emono. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishum Chitzav, Yuchad Chatzi Nezek for the entire Gedish. Because it's considered to be the actions of the dog. Yeah. And even though it's not directly from the dog, he caused damage elsewhere, be no different than tsroros, chayv chatzi nezek for the tsroros. Okay, but this is a big machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the status of Eish that goes out and causes damage? Is Eish a mishum chitzav? It's a continuation of your action. You're responsible. And if your dog does it, your dog, you know, you're responsible too, like an action of your own dog. Or is it Eish a mishum mamono? Eish is property, and of course your animal can have property for which you would be liable. So this comes up again in the next price. Look over here. Tashmo. Gamal ta'un pishton. You have a camel that's carrying pishton flax. V'yavar b'shus harabim. Okay, it's strolling along through the b'shus harabim, minding its own business. Nichnas pishton u'l'seich hachanus. The pishton is overflowing on top of the camel. And it enters into the stores that are on the side. Again, picture like the Arab Shuk, right? So there are stores right next to the place where everyone's walking. So it catches fire because of the chanus that's adjacent to it. V'dolko b'neiro shokhen v'ni v'hidlik es habiro. It gets, catches fire from the store owner and goes and burns down someone else's house. Ba'agom ha'chayev. Who's chayev? The camel driver, the camel owner. Hey, niya chenveni neiru b'chutz. But if the store owner put his candle out on the street, chenveni chayev, then the chenveni is the one who was negligent. He ever putting a candle out on the street, of course a passerby could catch fire and go and burn down something else, so he's responsible. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'neir chanukah poter. If it's a neir chanukah, you're poter. Very interesting halacha, because of course there the chenveni has every right to put it out there, and everyone knows that there are chanukah candles out, and therefore you should have been more careful. Not the chenveni. Okay. So, frak the Gemara Azoi. Bishlama lamandi ama ishim ishim chitzav. This will make sense if you all like Rabbi Yochanan. Ishim ishim chitzav. That Eish is considered to be your action. If your dog continues on a fire, your camel is considered to be the action of your camel. So, just like you're responsible for the damages your camel causes, you're responsible for his Eish too. So, chitzav de gamahu. So, you're responsible for the arrow, for the actions of your camel. Elamandi ama mishim mimono. If Eish is considered to be property. True, you are responsible for your property, but your gamal cannot have property. So how could you be responsible for the fire of your gamal? Hi, Eish, la mimona, the baal gamal who? Who's responsible? The Chemini. It's his fire, not mine. So Amal Chavish Vakish, Hakwa Maya Eskina B'Misach Sechas Kol Abira Kula. You're right, again, it's not that the fire went out later and caused damage. That it's the, you know, you lit a fire and then the fire traveled from A to B, to B to C, to C to D, and finally burned down somebody's house. No. The Gamal caught fire, and I'm responsible for the actions of my Gamal, and my Gamal walked all over you through your house and went and burned it down. So it's not that the fire traveled from point A to point B through like a forest fire. The wind took it, in which case it's my property that's going out and causing damage. This is the actions of the Gamal itself. The Gamal caught fire, and the Gamal went and burned down your house. The Misakzek is Kol Abira Kula, which I'm certainly responsible for. Yeah.
So we say that the owner of the Gamal is chayav to like put out the fire, and like you're responsible for it at that point.
Yeah.
Like that's why you'd be chayav.
Yes, but it's not that the fire went out and caused the damage. Like I lit a fire here and it burned down to something 3 blocks later. Or even a block later, or even 10 feet over. This is the camel catching fire and then bringing the fire directly to everything else. So that's the actions of the camel. That's not the actions of the fire. Similarly to the dog taking the coal and putting it directly on the Gaddish. That's not the actions of the fire. That's the actions of the dog. Sororos of the dog. When the fire goes and burns down the rest of the Gaddish, that's the actions of the fire. So according to Rish Lakish, you're right. You'd be Pater and the Baal HaGacheles would be Chayev. But here, the camel went and took it literally from place to place.
But can you say there that, like, I mean, if you're saying, like, the way I'm thinking about it is there'd be two reasons why the owner would be chayev.
Yeah.
There's two kind of reasons why he'd be responsible. One is for the, one is because, like, he should have either put out the fire,
correct,
or he should have made sure that shouldn't have caught in the first place, and that, like, you know, his animal was...
Either one, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, like, if one's a preventative measure, then, like, that's a little bit different than not having control of your...
I don't care, my camel... I'm not responsible to pay you, because my camel burned down, I mean, or, you know, got killed from fire. I'm only my responsibility here is because I let my camel, which was on fire, which is not relevant to anybody else, I let my camel, which was on fire, go and burn down your house. Now you care about
so
it.
Like, so
you don't care if my camel catches fire.
Right. So let's say the guy can't get control of the camel, and the camel's freaking out.
Correct.
And the animal's freaking out. So then at that point, would you say that he's high there also?
Of
or
course.
Like...
You should have to control your animal. It's not my responsibility. Right. You can't control your animal. You bird a wild animal. Ihaki, but 1 second, if it's been safsega, it's called Bira Kula, 1 minute. What about the Sefer? Ihaki, Ema Sefer. Ema Nia Chenveni, Nermi Bechutz. The Chenveni puts his candle out in the middle of the thoroughfare of the Shuk. Chenveni Chayev. Who's now responsible? The Chenveni. The even safsega, so my Chayev, 1 minute. If the camel caught fire, fine. So the fact that the camel caught fire is the Chenveni's fault. But I let this camel, which was on fire, roam in the middle of your house. So even though you're responsible for the camel catching fire in the first place, I should have controlled my camel. Now it's relevant to your point. I should have controlled my camel, made sure it didn't go and burn down your house. Sigmar says, no, yeah.
Yeah, just a question about like these cases in general. Are we saying that a lot of these like kind of context is subjective?
Of course this is subjective.
So would we say like in a shuk where like it's normal to have like a guest candles out in the open and like the guy should have known better than not?
Oh, that's Hanukkah.
So, right, so in that case, even when the Rabbanan agree with, like, let's say Rabbi Yudin say, like, okay, then, like, in that case,
everything depends. Like, for example, you have these stores over here. I don't know how they're allowed to do it. They build half their store in the middle of the sidewalk. I don't know. They must have a license to do that. I'd say they put fruits and vegetables in the middle of the sidewalk.
Right.
We have that by me in Broadway, right? So let's say I go and I kick it down, right? So I put it in the middle of the sidewalk. Yeah, but obviously that's part of their store. I don't know how they have the license to do that, but it must become part of the store from the fact, hey, over here they even like box it in and take over. It's like, they take over half the sidewalk. It becomes part of their house. So obviously that's their right. So,
so I mean, like, more is like kind of like, okay, fine.
Obviously it depends on the reality.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Gemara says, 1 minute, if it caught fire from the Chenveni, true, the fact that camel caught fire from the Chenveni is the Chenveni's fault, but I let it go and travel through your house. So Gemara says, no, Bisha Amda. It didn't go and travel anywhere, it only burned it down by standing there. 1 minute. Amda b'sikzecha, kol shekein the Chenveni padu ba'al gamal chayev. It's standing and it's roaming through? Of course that's your responsibility. So Amar Avuna b'manok, which made the Rav, no, ikka, hakum ma'ezkina. No, here's the case. Kigon sha'amdu l'hatil me'mer. The animal had every right to stand because it was urinating. Reish about gamal chayev, do'i boi le'ra afushi b'te'ina. Reisha and the Reisha, where the animal had too much on it, and therefore it protruded into the store and caught fire by your candle, which you'd have every right to light over there. So then I'm responsible. The Baal Gama was Chayev. Sefer, both cases are talking about where it ended up bringing the fire directly to the house. But in the case where my flax caught fire in the middle of your store because I put too much flax on the animal, I'm responsible. Sefer, where it's too much flax on, where there wasn't too much flax on the animal, you put your candle in the middle of the thoroughfare and the animal caught fire, and then it went and stood in front of a house in order to urinate, which it had every right to do, and I can't prevent the animal from doing that. So then, chen v'nichayv. He should not have put his candle on the outside. Okay, so we managed to negotiate the situation both for Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shalkish. But here, this next brice is critical. Okay, then the next brice takes us to an entirely new level. Says the brice of the following, Tashma, Hamalikas HaGodesh. Again, we're trying to figure out who's right, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shalkish. Is Eishim Mishum Chitzov, is that considered to be your actions, in which case I'm chayv, even if it's my animal that causes the fire to go out and causes damage, just like I'm chayv for the action of my animal. Or is Eishim Mishum Mimono, it's my property that's causing damage. Of course, my animal, therefore, if it lights a fire, can't have property to speak of, and I wouldn't be obligated. So Tashma, Hamalikas HaGodesh, person lights a pile of grain on fire. Vaygedi kofuslo v'yavet samuklo. The gedi is really tangential, Rashi says, to this whole story. It doesn't matter what the situation of the gedi is, but you had a gedi that was tied up next to the pile of grain. The eved, this is what we're really focused on, eved samuklo. You have a person who's standing there, but he's not tied down. V'nisraf imokayv, everything gets burned. Yeah, and the eved gets killed. V'nisraf imo. Chayiv. Then the owner, the person who lit the fire, is obligated to pay for the gedi. He's obligated to pay for the gedi. Because he caused not only the damage to the gedish, but the damage to the gedi as well. He's obligated to pay for both. Eved kofuslo, though. Let's say the eved is not just standing there. And he had, you know, he had the ability to run away and he didn't. Since in the first case he had the ability to run away and he didn't, that's not my responsibility. He should have been, you know, more aware of what's going on. But let's say Eved Kofoslo, the Eved is tied up. The Gedi Samuklo. And there happens to be a Gedi that's there. Doesn't matter if the Gedi is tied up or not. The Gedi doesn't have Das to figure out to run away. So either way, you're going to be Chai for the Gedi, and certainly Chai for the Gedish, for the pile of grain. And there's a Gedi there. V'nisraf imo poter. Now you light the pile of grain on fire. Everything gets burned. And the Eved gets killed. Now, you know, you're the one who killed the Eved because he had no ability to run away. Do you have to pay for the gedi? No. Potter, says the Gemara, says the Barzah. You're Potter. Okay, Chabu, we got the case. This is critical. The guy lights a thing on fire. Gedish. Next to it are two things, a gedi and an eved. If the eved is not tied down, he has a bechira to run away. I'm not chayv for the eved, and you have to pay for the gedi and the gedish. If the eved is tied down, he has no ability to run away. I killed the eved. Yeah? Chabu, what's the punishment for killing an eved? No. If you kill an Eved, he's a person, put to death. It's a pasuk. V'chiyake ish es avdo as amaso b'shevet umeis tachas yado nakom yinakeim. Yeah, then you're stuck. That's like killing a regular person, you're stuck. When you pay shloshim, show Eved, if your animal kills an Eved, then you pay shloshim shkolim, that's a penalty that the Torah administers. You have to kill the shar, like the shar killed any person, you kill the shar. Normally, you don't pay koifer, you don't have to pay anything until the shar kills three times. Shar amuad has to pay koifer, because you should have, you know, not only do you lose your animal, you know, you have to pay a redemptive penalty for yourself, but if your shar kills an eved, you got to pay shloshim shkolim shel eved, even the first time. Pasuk and parashas Rot and Perachof Aleph. But if you kill a person, kills an eved, he's a retzeach, put to death. Azoy, let's go back. A guy lights a fire, yeah. Now this time, it's not Eved Samuchlo. Eved Kofuslo, the Eved is tied down. So by lighting the Gedish on fire, you not only burn down the Gedish, you not only burn down the Gedi, which in theory you could be chayev for, but you killed an Eved at the same time, for which you're chayev Misa. What's the halacha there? Do you have to pay for the Gedi and the Gedish? No. Why would you say no? Kim lei b'derabmine. That's what I would have said too. Kim lei b'derabmine. What does that mean? Over here, you have two penalties, two punishments, you're chai for the same action. One which is a chiyu misa, one which is a chiyu mamon. The chiyu misa overshadows, eclipses the chiyu mamon, and you're exempt from paying. Pashut, that's how Rashi learns. So this all makes sense. Bishlam alaman diyamar ishum ishum chitzav. This makes sense according to one who holds ishum ishum chitzav mishum hachi potter. Why does it only make sense according to one who holds the Ishum Ishum Chitzav Chevra?
It's like
your action. You killed the Yevet by lighting a fire. Even though you didn't light the Yevet on fire, you hit the fire over here, but you knew the Yevet was kafus lo, so you killed the Yevet. Even if it was a Shoigeg, we apply Kimwe with the Rabbinate. You're the one who killed the Yevet. If Eish is considered to be your action, Mishum Hachipata, we can apply Kimwe with the Rabbinate because you were Chayav Misa. Amal the Omer Eish, Mishum Emoinoi. But according to the one who holds Eisha Mishumimono, your Eisha is not your action. It's not your arrow. It's not your bullet. It's your shar. Oh. Am I Potter? Why do we apply Kim Lebe de Ramine? Ilu Kotal Ture Abde. Hakinami the Lomachai. Let's say my shar killed somebody. For which, what do you have to pay? Shloshim Shkolim. And at the same time, ripped someone's property and tore someone's clothing. So we have applied Kimle b'derabamine to the Shloshim Shekel that you have to pay for your short killing in Eved? Certainly not. Of course we don't apply Kimle b'derabamine. Kimle b'derabamine is only a chiyuv of Misa, not if my property causes damage or even kills an Eved, for which I lose my shor, I have to pay Shloshim Shekel, but that's it. So Amal Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no. What Rabbi Shlakish will have to say is, Hakam my Kinan Kisha hates his begufel shalevet. You didn't light a fire over here. The same answer that Gemara keeps saying over and over again. You didn't light a fire over here, and it went and burned down something over there. That's your property. You lit the Evan on fire. Oh. So for the place where the fire starts, that's not Mimono. That everyone agrees is Chitzav. That's yours. If the Evan kicks the coal to a Gedish, the place where the coal lands, that's the actions of your animal. Or if your gamal brings the fire throughout the entire house, that's the actions of your gamal. So over here, you lit the oven on fire. That's clearly a rotzeach, the kimwe b'deramine. Woman, if we're talking about you lit the oven on fire, so we're applying kimwe b'deramine, what do I need this whole brisa for? We know kimwe b'deramine from numerous places in Shas. Even though the chiyuv of mamon is to one person, the chiyuv of misa is to another person, we still apply kimwe b'deramine. We're going to have to investigate that extensively. Is that true? Do you apply kimwe b'deramine when one chiyuv is to one person, another chiyuv is to another person? Says the Gemara, that's the chiyuv. Should we apply kimwe b'deramine there? That's an entire topic we have to investigate. But before we get there, let's just understand what the Gemara, how the Gemara applied isha mishum chitzim over here. What happened? We had a guy who lit a fire. It went and burned down a whole bunch of things. One of them was an Eved. So if you did it, says the Gemara, if it would be Isha Mishum Chitzav, we apply say Kimwe B'deramine, you're a murderer. And of course, you don't have to pay for the other things that have burned down at the same time. If Isha Mishum Mimono, you're not a murderer. Your property went out and caused damage. Why do we play Kimwe B'deramine? We're only talking about a case where it was you lit the Eved directly. Certainly there, you're a murderer according to everyone. And that's why we apply Kimwe. But what do you see from this Gemara? Something astounding, chevra, earth-shattering. You apply Isha Mishum Chitzav not only to Nezikin, but to what? To Ritzicha. If you kill somebody by lighting a fire, not lighting them on fire, of course you're right there. You lit a fire over here. The fire went and traveled and killed somebody over there. Not only is that Nezikin, and Nizke Adam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to pay Nezik, Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes, which Rabbi Shlakish would dispute. Not only that, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, this didn't kol Torah kula that this is your action, and you're even a roitzeach. Now, this is not limited to fire. This would be any time, therefore, a person in harnesses a natural force which does his bidding and kills somebody. Not only am I responsible for the damage that occurs as a result, I'm a murderer if it kills somebody. Murderer if it kills somebody. Right? I harness a natural force to do my bidding. What's the natural force here? The wind. I lit a fire over here. I knew it's a windy day. The wind's going to come and blow you down, blow it down over here. This guy's tied up in the house. You're a tzeach. So what do you say about the following case? according to Rabbi Yochanan, a guy throws up a dagger in the middle of the street when he knows it's crowded. The dagger comes down, kills somebody. Lo yaleinu. Am I a rotzeach or not a rotzeach? Certainly moron, right? But are you a rotzeach or you're not a rotzeach? I harness the natural force, yeah, to do my bidding, to go down and kill somebody. Rotzeach or not a rotzeach. So look over here, says the Gemara. It's a Gemara. We don't have to debate it. Amar Rava. And we'll get to that case. Amar Papa, second line. Hi man de kap se le chavre. Oh, you know what? We're going to get to that case too. Third line. Amar Papa. Zarak tzor lemaila. You throw a rock up in the air. Vahochel etzdadin. It goes to the side. Vaharga chayiv. What's the implication? If it came straight down, not chayiv. Amalei ma bar Rashi la papa my time mishum de kochahu. Because since it went to the side, that's your action and your chayiv. That's like throwing a rock at somebody. If you just threw it up and it came straight down, sounds like you'd be potter. Uka toisvis, frek toisvis, umiu zevadai kasha. The only reason you're chayv if it goes to the side is because anybody, if you've ever taken physics, you know when you throw something at an angle, there's two vectors, right? There's the up, and then there's the part that's to the side. What killed the person? The fact that I threw the rock to the side is considered to be my action. That's your vector, right? El mishum dekoko, the parch ikoku teza le'el. V'docha gloma koch koshuchu. What? Tosis really asks, what one in it? Even if it comes straight down. Even if it comes straight down, right? I throw it straight up, and it comes straight down, I should be chayev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Ishim, Ishim Chitzav. I harness the natural force to do my bidding. What natural force did I harness? Gravity. I threw it up. I knew because of gravity, it's going to come down with greater force and kill somebody. Why should I be chayev? That's Tosis' question that he struggles with. It should be no different than lighting a fire. It goes out and causes damage because of a wind that I knew would exist. I threw it up. I know gravity exists. It's going to come down and kill somebody. Even if it does, if it goes to the side, that's like me throwing it at you. Yeah. If it goes up and comes straight down, I harness the natural force to do it. So the natural force is really what caused you to, you know, cause the person to get killed. But it should be no different than a wind that takes a fire and travels it further. So Tosis says, "Onira da Asya Hisugya Kamandi Yama Eisha Mishumimono." Must be that this whole Gemara is only according to Resh Lakish that holds Eisha Mishumimono. Ay 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 ay. That's never a great answer, and as we'll see, Mitzvah tomorrow, Tosis has a different answer. But we're really stuck. What are we going to say about that case? And certainly, this won't work for the Rambam, because look over here at the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Perek Yudam, this came on. Hamalek betok sadeh chaver v'yotza eish. V'necha gedish. You light a fire, our case. You light a fire. It goes from A to B and burns down property and kills an animal and kills a person. V'evet samuklov v'nisaf imo chayv. If the evet could have run away, you're chayv for the property damage. Shechein derech b'nei elam, lasas b'gedish. Haya Eved Kofuslo, if the Eved was tied up, he couldn't have run away. We say Kimwe Bidaramine. So according to the Rambam, you see, when it comes to Eish, it sounds like you're considered to be a Rotzeach. He's going to say, you're not chayv to pay for the property damage. But then the Rambam continues. Eish Sha'avar V'zikas Ha'adam. Eish goes out and kills a person. The Rambam Paskins, Eishim Ishim Chitzav. If you cause a fire, goes out and causes damage, it's as if you did it with your own hands. And the Rambam says, your Chayv She'esho, Memonahu, it's true, it is your property, but Rehu Kamosha Hizik Bechitzav. It's like you caused the damage with your arrow. And therefore, you're not only Chayv for Nezik, you're Chayv for all of the Tashlumei Nezikin. Nezek Sheves Riboy Tzar and Boshes. So Ram positive isha mishum chitzav. That's why the Ram doesn't say the case is talking about where you lit the gufa shalavit. You don't have to light the gufa shalavit. Even if I light a fire over here, and it goes and travels later and causes the damage over here, that's considered to be your actions. So the Rambam clearly applies isha mishum chitzav. Clearly paskins isha mishum chitzav. That ish is considered to be your arrow, and he even applies it to the area of Ritzicha. Yeah, but the problem is, look at the Rambam. Perek Gimel Hilchos Ritzicha, Ochiyah Gimel, says the Rambam, Zorak Evan Lamaila, person throws a stone up, V'hochel it stodin, and it goes to the side, V'harga Chayiv, and it kills somebody, then you're Chayiv. What if it comes straight down? You're not Chayiv. You're not chayv. What if it comes straight down? You're not chayv. Why not? Ishim, ishim, chitzav. I caused this, but I did it. Did an action. I harnessed a natural force by which someone got killed. What natural force did I harness? Gravity. So Tosis was forced to say that whole Gemara was all according to Reish Lakish. That ishim, ishim, emona. But the Rambam can't hold like that. The Rambam clearly paskins ishim, ishim, chitzav. That if I harness a natural force to do my action, it's considered to be my action, not only in Hilchos Nizkin and Nizikin, Hilchos Ritzicha too. That's what it sounds like. Because the Rambam said, if a person gets killed over here, you're potter. So we have a problem. Problem for the Rambam. So the Ran has a different way out of this whole question that Taisa asked. We're going to have to see if that can work for the Rambam. Look at the Ran. The Ran says something astounding, but we're going to have a problem with that Gemara. The Ran says, we don't apply Yishim Mishum Chitzav to Ritzicha. No. This whole thing is a mistake. The Gemara said in Masechta Sanhedrin, if I throw something up in the air and it comes straight down and kills somebody, you're not a Rotech. Only if it goes to the side, because then it's like I threw it at you, right? I throw it up and it goes in an arc, comes down and kills you. It kills somebody. That's like, you know, considered to be my actions. No different than if I threw it straight at them. It's like an arrow, mamish. Throw it up and it goes to the sides, I can kill somebody. But if it goes straight up, comes straight down, a natural force here is only that's at play, you're actually not chayiv. And the Ram says, because we don't apply Yishim Mishim Chitzav outside of the area of Nezikin. Says the Ram of here, Ois Dalva, Ni Oimer, the Iker Teirut Alessa, Shema Shem Oimim She'en Chiyuv Shal Nezikin Al B'Koyach U'B'Poel, Lo B'Mash Shanasim E'Meiro. The Chiyuv of Nezikin doesn't only apply to that which you cause with your action, not which happens by itself, but Baruch Mitzuya, He Poeres. Verono sakiilu he bekaracha adam. Anything that I harness a natural force, like a ruach mitzuya or gravity, should have been a continuation of my action. Mechay for nezikin. About how you read the lamala lamata ein ba poa klal amachmas kveda. There are some who say, says the Ran, that gravity. We could answer this way: is not a natural force. Again, this is before Newton, right? Some believe that gravity wasn't a natural force at all. It falls because of its weight, but it's not a natural force. Philosophically, what does that mean? I'm not sure. But they didn't understand that a thing that has mass automatically has a pull of gravity to it. But that was one of Newton's principles, I think. I think that was Newton, right? So he says, maybe it's because it's not a natural force here at all. If fire goes out and causes damage, that's considered to be harnessing a natural force to cause damage or to kill somebody. Now, that relates to you. If it just goes straight down, that's not considered to be harnessing a natural force. It only comes down because machmas kveda, because it's heavy. But it's not considered to be your action, because there's no natural force here. He says, no, he doesn't think that's the case. The imkain man the kafsi uchaber ifnei aria my putter. Therefore, a person who ties up his friend in front of a lion, why is he putter? Ise ha'ari ha'poa ha'okel adam k'mar ruach mitzuya. He says, if that's the case, how come if I tie somebody up in front of a lion, I should be putter? I should have been chayiv. That's no different than tying up a person in front of a fire that's going with a natural wind. Here I harness the ari. I harness the lion to do my bidding. V'chitema de lo damu. Maybe he'll tell me a lion is not the same as a wind. Dadi mishum da ari adai to the nafshei ka'achal. The lion eats the person because it decided to do so. Mishum hachi pater. That's not considered to be, I can't harness a lion. Avo haruach ha-metsuya hu b'teva. The wind that's going to come, that's natural. That's considered to be a continuation of my action. Once you're going to say that there are, that's considered to be your action, the fact that the wind carries it, so gravity is also a natural force. We never find that the principle of gravity is ever violated. It always happens every time. It's predictable. So of course, that's a natural force for which you would be obligated for everything that occurs as a result. Now, many times, if there's no wind that blows, but gravity happens every time. Even if you're in a windy city, sometimes the wind doesn't blow right away. We should have said gravity is even more related to you. It's more predictable, more consistent than a wind. The world doesn't happen every time. The gravity happens every time. Hanas b'lishum pulo. Afichach ani omer, says the Ran. Here's the punchline. She'ein lidmos nizke mamon lirotzeach. Eishem ishim nechitzav only applies to nizikin. Ve'inin chiyuv misa. Does not apply to rotzeach for chiyuv misa. Mishum de rotzeach. Ekel rachmane gabed lo asa b'shot. Rotzeach requires a higher threshold of involvement than nizikin. How do you know? Because Nezikin, Rabbi said, if a person causes damage when he's unaware of it, are you obligated to pay? Yes. What if I kill somebody when you're unaware of it by accident? Are you chayv misa?
No.
No. There's a higher level of involvement and awareness that's required in order to be considered a rotzeach. So, even though ishim ishim chitzav, when it comes to Nezikin, and you're even an other mamazik who has to pay nezik, saripo, shavis, and boshas, it does not apply to ritzicha. No. He draws the line. No. So how do you know? Because if I throw a dagger up in the air and it comes back down directly and kills somebody, I harness a natural force. What natural force? Gravity. And the Ron says, please don't tell me that it's not a natural force. It's more consistent than the wind that takes a fire and carries it elsewhere. Of course it's a natural force. Oh, we should have applied Ishim Ishim Chitzav. Why? How come if I throw it straight up in the air and it comes straight down, you're not a Rotzeach? Because in order to be a Rotzeach, you have to kill somebody directly, not through harnessing a natural force to do so. If I shoot an arrow, that's my force. If I fire a gun, I'm the one who acted upon it and caused it to fire, not a natural force. But if I kill somebody using a natural force like gravity or the wind carrying a fire, you're not a rotzeach. What's the problem with all that? It's great. I mean, it's wonderful to say that. What's the problem with all that?
Gemara seems to be.
Yeah, the Gemara says, yeah. Well, what about our Gemara? What did our Gemara say? Even if you don't like the Yevah directly, you light a fire over here. The fire travels later and kills somebody. It travels from point A to point B. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Ishim Ishim Chitzav, you're not obligated to pay. Why aren't you obligated to pay? Kimwevi Vidaramine. If you're going to apply Kimwevi Vidaramine, what must you be? A Rotzeach. If you're a Rotzeach, you see that Ishim Ishim Chitzav, lighting a fire in point A and it goes in and kills somebody in point B, applies, Ishim Ishim Chitzav applies to Chisur Tzicha. How can the Ron possibly say it doesn't? Yeah.
Are we forced more in our Gemara to use Ishim Ishim Chitzav just because there's also a case of Nezikin? Meaning in the case of like throwing it up or causing someone to get killed in the other way, when you just have an isolated case of, you know, murder, that it's a little bit different. You don't need to apply Chitzav or Mamono because it's murder. But when you have a case of, you know, Kimei Bedrabimine, it's entirely different because you have another... You have like another damage. You have another, you know, thing that you have to deal with. And so, by our Gemara, you also have a case of Nezikin. So it's like you have to see whether you're going to be like chayiv or not there. Because meaning, like in our case, we have two things. Like we have two different things. We have Ritzicha, and we have
Nezikin, correct.
And so therefore, like by Nezikin, we're not going to just say that like. Then we're not going to just kind of get rid of the idea of chitzav mamono just because someone got killed. We're still going to say, like, we're forced to say whether you'd be chayv or patur because of that.
Correct. So therefore,
but by just the case of ritzicha, you don't need to like even involve chitzav or mamono because it's entirely different.
Why? I didn't kill the guy. I lit a fire, a wind which I knew was going to come came and took the fire and killed somebody. Am I a rotzeach? You can put me to death. Depends. So are we going to apply Ishim Ishim Chitzav? I harness a natural force to go out and cause damage. Does that only apply to paying, you know, damages? Does that even apply to labeling you as a Rotzeach? So that's exactly what seems to be implied by Gemara, that you are considered to be a Rotzeach. How do you know? We apply Kimwe B'Ramine. That's why you don't have to pay for the Evid and the Gdi. But... if we're not going to apply it to Ritzicha, but the problem is, if you're going to say Ishim Ishim Chitzav applies to Ritzicha, how come if I throw a dagger up in the air and it comes straight down, I'm not a Rotzeach? Why don't you say I harness the natural force, gravity, to kill somebody. Why is it different than lighting a fire over here and it goes and kills somebody over there than throwing a knife up in the air and it comes straight down? That's the question that we're dealing with. So the Tosfos says, well, that whole Gemara is only according to the one who holds Isha Mishum Mimono. First of all, that's difficult to say. Come on. And second of all, we pask in Isha Mishum Chitza. Why would you say it's only according to the one who holds Isha Mishum Mimono? And second of all, the Rambam quotes both. So what we might want to say is like the Ran. Maybe the Rambam holds like the Ran, that Isha Mishum Chitza does not apply to Ritzicha. That's why if you throw it straight up in the air and it comes straight down, you're not obligated to pay. But 1 minute, you're not considered to be a Rotzeach. But 1 minute, if that's the case, how come if I light a fire over here and it goes and burns down something over here, I'm not obligated to pay for the damage that was caused because of Kim Wavy the Ramin? How can you apply Kim Wavy the Ramin if you're not a Rotzeach? Yeah? That's where we left off. So Brisker Rav here has a famous explanation on Gemara, which is unbelievably meduyuk in the language of the Gemara. The Brisker Rav, look back at our Gemara. Brisker Rav makes an important inference in the Gemara. Never look back. Look back. The second part of the braisa was you had a tied up eved. A guy lights a fire. The gedish, there's a gedi there. The gedi gets burned. The eved gets killed. So what does the Gemara say? Minisofimo pater. Bish lama lamandu ama isha mishum chitza mishum hachi pater. It works out well according to one who holds isha mishum chitza. That's why you're pater. Because it's considered to be your action. We said, why is that so? Why are you pater? Because Kimwe be the Ramine. You're a murderer now. And therefore you don't have to pay for the damage that's caused, because at the same time you're a chayv misa. If you're not a rotzeach, why do we apply Kimwe be the Ramine? Why are you obligated to pay for the damage? Am I pater? If your animal would kill somebody, would you not be obligated to pay Shloshim Shalevet? Of course you would be. You lit the eved on fire, the kim wave the ramine. 1 minute. Why would the Gemara introduce kim wave the ramine now? We've been working this whole time with kim wave the ramine. The Gemara wakes up. If you lit the eved on fire, you don't have to pay for the other damage that occurs at the time for the gedi and the gedish. Kim wave the ramine. We've been talking about this whole time about kim wave the ramine. That's why the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, If your fire goes and burns down the Eved, you're not obligated to pay. You're not obligated to pay. Why are you not obligated to pay? Kim Wei B'Dirabmine. And what are you not obligated to pay for? The Gedi and the Gedish. This whole time we're working with Kim Wei B'Dirabmine. Why does the Gemara only wake up with Kim Wei B'Dirabmine later? And what is added by the Gemara's imagery? Why are you Potter? If you're Shar would go and kill somebody, would you not be obligated to pay? 1 minute, who's talking about paying for the Eved? We're not talking about paying for the Eved. What are we talking about? Paying for the Gedi and the Gedish. So what should the Gemara have said? The Gemara should have said, Il Katatori Avde, and at the same time, burn down a Gedi and a Gedish, you wouldn't be obligated to pay? Sounds like what the Gemara is concerned about is not paying for the Gedi and the Gedish. What the Gemara is concerned about is paying for the Eved. Of course we know if your animal kills an Eved, he's obligated to pay Shloshim Shekel. So have a look over here. The Brisker Rav has a fantastic explanation. The Brisker Rav says as he says, maybe the Olam Isha Mishum Chitzav does not apply to Ritzicha like the Ran said. Why then does our Gemara not have a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan? If your Eish goes and burns down a Gedi and a Gedish and kills an Eved, that you're not obligated to pay. Perhaps what the Gemara is saying is not that you're not obligated to pay for the Gedi and the Gedish. There's no Kim Wei B'Dirabmine here. What the Gemara is saying is, then you're a person who killed an Eved. You're not a Rotzeach. May Hilchas Ritzicha, you're not a Rotzeach. We would not apply Kim Wei B'Dirabmine. All the Gemara meant to say is, you're not obligated to pay for the Eved that you killed. Because if your Shor kills an Eved, there's Shloshim Shekel. If you kill an Eved, a person kills an Eved, there is no monetary payment. You can't buy your way out of killing a person. But no one would say you're a Rotzeach. Maybe you're not a Rotzeach. We would not apply Kim Wei B'Dirabmine. And that's why the Gemara didn't bring up Kim Wei B'Dirabmine. And the Gemara is not even talking about paying for the Gedi and the Gedish. What is the Gemara talking about? Only paying for the Eved who was killed. So the Gemara says, if you're the one who killed the Eved, you might not be a Rotzeach and Ilchus Ritzicha. That requires a greater level of involvement. But we understand why you don't have to pay Shloshim Shel Eved. Because it's not your animal that killed somebody, it's you who killed somebody. But it only applies in the area, in the mizgeret of nizikin. But we understand why you don't have to pay, because a person who kills an eved never has to pay for his actions. Rotseach? Who mentioned Rotseach and Kimmel with the Rami? No one's talking about that. Then the Gemara asked, but according to Reish Lakish, that it's considered, Eish is your mammon, Eish is like your shor, why don't you have to pay for the eved who you killed? Shloshim shkalim. Ilu kotel ture abdei. Wouldn't you have to pay shloshim shkalim? But nobody's talking about the gedi and the gedish. Of course you have to pay for that. There's no kimwe b'derav mine here, and that's why the Gemara didn't bring up kimwe b'derav mine. We're not talking about kimwe b'derav mine. No one's a rotzeach yet. The only question is, why don't you have to pay the shloshim shaleved? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand, because it's not a shor who killed a person, it's a person who killed a person. So there's no monetary payment. Ooh, you wrote seach. No, no, no. Eishim Yishul Chitav is only in Ezekiel. Not a ritzicha. How do I know? Because if you throw a dagger up in the air and it comes straight back down and kills somebody, no one ever said you're a rotzeach. Yeah, you're not a rotzeach. You're chai for the damage that occurs, but if it kills a person, there's no monetary payment that can ever come to the equivalent of a human life. So you don't have to pay a monetary payment, but you're not a rotzeach. Only if you kill somebody directly. Not by harnessing a natural force. The Gemara was not talking at all, though, about Hilchas Ritzicha. The Gemara was talking about making a monetary payment for the Yevet. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. You don't have to make a monetary payment. A person who kills a person never makes a monetary payment. According to Reish Lakish, why don't you make a monetary payment? You cut the Turi Ande. Wouldn't you be obligated to pay? Then the Gemara says, no, Kishe hates is begufo shel Eved. You kill the guy. You are Rotzeach. You lit the fire. You didn't light a fire over here and kill somebody over there. You lit the Eved on fire. You're a Rotzeach. Now the Gemara says, Kimwe b'derabine. And that's why you don't have to pay for the Gedi and the Gedish. But you're right. You're right, says the Brisker Rav. Until now, we have not been discussing Kimwe b'derabine because of the Olam like the Ran. You're not a Rotzeach unless you kill somebody directly. Not if you light a fire over here and it goes and kills somebody over there. The Gemara was only saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense. You don't have to pay for the Eved who was killed because you're not you're a person who killed a person, not property that killed a person. So there's no Shloshim Shel Eved. But you would never apply Kimwe to the Ramine there because Eishim Shem Chitza perhaps only applies in Ochas Ritzicha. So have a look over here at the Brisker Rav. I gave you that part where he makes this point. It works beautifully in the Gemara. So maybe it's unclear from our Gemara if Eishim Shem Chitza applies to Ochas Ritzicha or not. It sounds like it does. We're left with the problem of the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, which Tosis is going to have his own way out of. Tosis assumes Isha Mishum Chitzav does apply to Nezikin, and he's going to have to explain why, then, if I throw a knife straight up in the air and it comes straight back down and kills somebody, you're not a Rotzeach. Tosis has a good answer to that. We're also going to have to see, though, if this applies in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say I start an action over here, I press a button on a machine, and that starts a whole cycle of events, and leads to a malacha that happens over here, from A to B. So do we apply Ishum Ishum Chitzav? If I harness a natural force to do my bidding in Hilchos Shabbos, am I chayev? And this might apply to making tzitzis lishma or matzahs lishma. Let's say I harness a natural force to make matzahs. Is that my action? Is it not my action? Or maybe it's considered to be, indirect. We'll have to figure all these things out. Okay, Chayev.